shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
The conspiracy theorists were right again. As the gray clouds of the COVID hysteria clear away, it's becoming clear that China used the virus as a biological weapon. This has drawn much criticism from China, obviously,
shock,
to the point that Chinese personnel are no longer taking calls from the Pentagon. It's escalated, dude.
Well, it's a darn good thing we have a strong leader in the White House who's going to take care of... Oh, wait. No, we don't. We have a pussy.
Well, Kamala's just going to suck him off. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, Biden continues his gaffe tour this week. I'm going to share some of the buffoon in chief's latest stumbles. Beautiful. Talking about lying dog-faced pony soldiers, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out this week that mental health care should be guaranteed right along with dental and vision. She wants Uncle Sam to pay for the trauma she suffered during the siege at the Capitol. You guys remember on January 6th?
Oh, yeah. Well,
the one where she was in a building that was blocks away on that day. You know, the one where patriots were allowed to enter peacefully. Yeah, that day. Oh, mm-hmm. God. All right. Anyway, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.
.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It is another week. And let's get right to this because the first topic I want to talk about, let's talk about first the Biden Biden fiasco, and then we're going to talk about the Wuhan virology lab bullshit. So Biden's health is deteriorating fast, guys. It's advancing rapidly, and I think he's losing track of, you know, where he's at sometimes. And like, if you saw this, we got Tim, I know you've seen it, Jeremy, I'm going to show you right now. He loses track even of his own notes. That's why I laugh when Tim shows up with his notes. I'm like, is he going to just do the Biden here? Is that what you're doing? did I kill your joke? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. So anyways, the potato in chief, folks, let's start off with this video because you're going to, oh God. Oh God, Lord help us all. This guy is hopeless. So yeah, he does the Tim right here.
with a capital ope.
Oof. I mean, this guy's oof. If oof was a person.
Oh, they do it. Oh my God.
Right, here we go. Okay, so let me show you this. All right, just listen to this. Okay, I know, Jeremy, you're the best at comprehension when you watch some of these things. So I just want you to watch and see if you can interpret what the fuck he's talking about.
Challenge accepted.
His interpreter even had a problem.
But there's, you know, there to be, you know, beginning this effort for 2021 is, I think we've learned a few lessons from last year as well. There's help as they're, you know, being there to help clear roads, rebuild main streets, and so that the families can get back to their lives. That's what FEMA does every single day.
Jeremy, come on.
Okay.
I know you cut you like to cut people slack, but come on, bro. He's in front. This is the commander in chief, bro. This is the leader.
He was sitting, and well, we can start with but he was sitting at the with the chairs and the and he was doing the.
One thing I want to say. No, wait, let me say this, because one thing I do want to say is for the listener who didn't watch the video, he's referencing his notes. Like, he's got a notebook right in front of him.
He's staring at his notes the whole time.
And he's staring at his notes the whole time. And here's what I think happened. He lost track of where he was at, and he was just stumbling his way through it. To me, that's clear that he, first of all, he's just reading what was given to him, and he's not comprehending what he's talking about. And that's why you hear him talk this way. He's not all there, guys. I don't either. He's very scripted, or like Tim says, it's a stuttering problem. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think
I think to your point, right? He, somebody wrote that. It was a quote unquote speech, right? So he had a speech writer that wrote it. So he did not, you know, cognitively think of any of those words. He was handed a script and said, read this. And so he's not capable of doing that anymore, it appears, at least not smoothly.
You know, like, you know, for what we do for a living, IT, right? You know, like when you get your laptop and some reason, like the screen just starts flickering because a key got stuck. That's what he is. He's like a key got stuck. You know what I mean? It's right. Just like. But well, I always reference, well, every time I hear this man speak, you, have you guys seen Billy Madison?
Yes, unfortunately. Yeah,
when the kid's reading and he's like, cut. Today, cut, and he's looking, and he's like, "Today, Junior." You know, all those people in that room want to say that to this guy. Yes. Because you put him to sleep. Like, is this a meeting,
do you think so, or do you think the people that actually have to work with him, if he truly is in a state of cognitive decline, do you really think that those people are glad to see him or happy to be working for him, or would they rather have someone competent in that position so they can get some stuff done?
I think it's a mix of both. I think some people genuinely like him, and I think other people are just like, fuck, this is my job, you know? It's right. Like, I might not like my boss, but it's still my job, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, look, I would cut Biden a break if this was his, you know, first gaffe, second gaffe, third. And I would give him a break if this had been his cognitive situation throughout his whole career, right? But like Tim mentioned last time, if you look at videos of him maybe 10 years ago, just 10 years ago, he wasn't this, you know what I mean, like this bad. This is bad. Anyways, so I'm going to show you something. And again, just another brick in the theory that we have that he's not all there. So he gives a speech at a graduation of the U.S. Coastal Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut. Okay. Now, he screws up a quote when delivering the speech. And then on top of that, when he screws up the quote, he gets upset that the crowd or the cadet, the graduates don't clap at what he says. Now, let me show you this video again, and this is all in the same week, folks. let me play the video first, and then I'll say what I think happened here. Okay, just watch this.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class. I mean, come on, man. Is the sun getting to you? I would think you'd have an opportunity when I say that about the Navy to clap. But being here together.
He begs for a clap. Now, I want to say this because.
So there's a. Hold on real quick. There's an old saying that if you have to explain your joke, it's not funny.
Well, and to his point, again, you know, because Biden likes to plagiarize everything. Yeah. Ronald Reagan gave the same exact speech in the 80s, and he got a laughter, a standing ovation, everything. So Biden, he couldn't even plagiarize the same joke that Ronald Reagan said in the 80s, bro. Like this guy, he's
a here's what I think happened. And again, this is all because he's a scripted candidate. He's scripted. And to your point, Tim, plagiarizing, the guy, the first time he ran for president, he freaking had to get out because he lied about his education, that he was on the top, whatever. He lied about all that. He got caught and, he was laughed at. That the media didn't bring that up this time around, obviously, because they wanted Trump out. Now, but what I do want to say is this. I guarantee you that when he practiced that speech, you know, his adulators, the people who are, you know, clapping him on, you know, they most likely clapped and cheered him on after he delivered the line. Oh yeah, well done. And so he was expecting that same thing, you know, here. And he was hoping that, you know, it would play, you know, throughout the nightly news that they would like show, oh, see, here's Biden talking to, you know, new graduates. And, oh, look at that. This And so in his mind, when he didn't get that, he gets upset and he's like, oh, you're a dull bunch. He just gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, well, like, either that or.
I'm actually listen, thinking fat, about listen, fat. Biden. But I'm actually thinking about Biden, like, trying to practice this speech. And you got like four people sitting there, like Raggedy Ann and all them, like clapping like he's a 2 year old child, like, oh, good job, Joe. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you got Jill going, you're the best, babe. And meanwhile, she's looking at everybody like he's a fucking dumbass.
And instead of accepting the reality that he botched the delivery, right? I mean, he could have just moved on. He blames the audience, right? That to me, again, you're not a fucking leader. Now, he doesn't blame it on his uncharismatic delivery. No. It's the hundreds of people in the audience that are dull.
They're dull.
Yeah. Well, he's, dude, this guy is such a puny, pathetic, senile man. He is, dude. Now, he also tried to quote the same week, guys, the same goddamn week. He tried to quote a Chinese proverb made famous by Mao. He also botches that one. You know, where, because he was... The line that he wanted to say, the line he wanted to say, women hold up half the sky. And he says, women hold up half the world.
Well, you know, he's been spending a lot of time sucking China dick lately. So
technically, he ain't lying because half the world is women. You know what I'm saying?
But are they holding up the world?
But I think he got confused of saying half the people in the world are women and Mao's quote.
Now, so one thing you got to understand about the history in this quote is that it was used by these communists as a propaganda to get women to work in factories. Again, the world was at war, you know, these countries, and they need women to get into the workforce. A way that you get women into the workforce is to say, hey, guys, you guys are half the... Now, what's interesting about this quote is that even if we take it at face value, the left uses that quote as a way to show that anything a man can do, we can do better, right? You guys heard of this shit. Now, but the missing context here is that the quote says half the sky, not all the sky, women, you know? So who holds up the rest of the sky, right? And that's why his delivery and this idea and him quoting Mao, dude, this guy, whoever's writing his speeches is not thinking these things through.
They are thinking it through.
Right.
They are thinking it through. Hold on. You got to remember, they are. This is all. Right. This isn't a mistake when he quotes Mao and everybody does it. No. This is part of the
intentional.
This is intentional. You're right. Because you're right, he's speaking. He's speaking to his 30 million voters that love the communism.
And that's on point, because in that same speech, Biden talked about the roles of the Coast Guard. And what do you think he would line, you know, bullet points on what the role of the Coast Guard is? Most of the duties he outlined in that same goddamn speech were related to global warming. I'm not kidding you. Go listen to that speech he gave to the U.S. Coast Guard, the graduates. The challenge that the world faces is global warming, guys. This is fucking ridiculous, dude. Exactly. That's the same reaction the rest of the world should have at this quote unquote leader of the free world. He's a fucking buffoon. Now, one beautiful thing about this is that the news media, no matter how many fluff pieces they put on this dude, he can't escape his own fucking foot, you know, from his mouth. He just can't. It just lands there. Now, there are a lot of people who are posting this, and I'm seeing this all over TikTok, regretful Biden voters. So we got to create a page called Regretful Biden Voters, because...
Oh, no, they got him, bro. They got him. I love watching it on Twitter.
I just want to show you one of them. Again, these are people who were excited about him, either that or they hated Trump so much so. But, and Tim sends me, I think you sent me three or four this week, and I'm just going to play one of them. Again, regretful Biden voters who are now having buyer's remorse.
Hey, listen, man, to all my African Americans out here, I'm gonna be one of the first people to say it. The Caucasian Republicans was right. Biden ain't the shit. Man, they found out that black people are turning $20 into $200,000 by jumping into the goddamn cryptocurrency with these Shibas, these Doges, these Kinsus, these goddamn Safe Moons, and now he trying to put tax on it because he know one thing. Black people ain't trying to let their money sit that long. If we hit for 10,000, we pulling out. Now he want to put taxes on all this. Then you have no problems. I want to rescind my vote. And I want Trump back in the goddamn chair. One thing about Trump, Trump understands business and he don't like people messing with his money. And right now, Biden is trying to mess with our money. We don't like it. We sorry, Caucasian Republicans. I am personally sorry.
There it is. I mean, look. Again, this is just one. The TikTok is getting flooded with this. And that's the. And that's even... You know, with the Chinese and these leftists trying to control the narrative. Dude, I can't post the video on TikTok anymore. It gets taken down. Oh, this violates our guidelines. This violates this. Oh, this violates. I can't put a goddamn video up anymore, dude. They're shadow banning me and they're removing my videos. It's just ridiculous. I can't post anything.
Yeah. When they remove your video, do they tell you exactly which policy or do they just say it's against our policy?
Yeah.
They don't tell you which one?
Yeah. I just posted a video today. On Instagram, you know, and Instagram doesn't, you know, we don't get a lot of hits for those type of videos. If it would have been on TikTok, that video gets, you know, thousands of views. They took it down. Violates community guidelines. They didn't give me which one. No, just removed it.
And it wasn't even that bad. It was the Canadian. It was the Canadian one, right?
No.
Giving the guy a ticket.
No, it's a new one that I created myself. Like I went and I'm trying to do original content and I'm publishing, you know, videos. And you know what? This is actually even because we were talking about Carl Sagan last week, and I was like, you know what? Let me make, because I was been working on this video for a while. So I posted a video on, you know, a quote from excerpt from Carl Sagan's book called The Pale Blue Dot. Oh no, some of the stuff that I posted. Oh no, this you know too much violence. So we don't. What? Dude, you know how much violence I see on TikTok by people posting shit? It's just ridiculous, dude. But my account, for some reason, somebody's been assigned to it. And it was up there no more than 5 minutes, dude. And it got taken down. This is what I deal with, man. This is the censorship of conservatives is real, dude. It is real. And you know, we are feeling it. And I think a lot of our the stuff that we put, all these social media, and we're going to talk about this. Facebook right now is, it has been exposed. Project Veritas posted another video. Let's talk about, maybe we can jump into that one. But before we do, let's actually talk about the virology lab. It was initially dismissed as a conspiracy theory. In fact, just suggesting it would get you fact checked and even banned from many of the social media platforms. The major search engines even were censoring their search results. You know, and they were placing priority on results that fit basically the narrative, right? They're bullshit. Now, if you turn on the news, everyone is reporting on something completely different than what they saturated the news cycles with all last year, if you remember this. And as it gains traction, the credibility of all these scientists and quote unquote experts is being drawn into question. What am I talking about? The Wuhan virus. New evidence points to it originating from a virology lab in China, meaning that A, Trump was right, conservatives were right, and Fauci has been wrong. The mainstream media was wrong. Guys, we ruined our fucking economy for this bullshit. So
the world,
here's what happened. Yeah. I'm going to read an excerpt of this article. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick enough in November of 2019 that they sought hospital care. According to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report that could add weight to growing calls for a fuller probe of whether the COVID-19 virus may have escaped from the laboratory. Now, question one, I don't have any evidence, folks, but coincidences lead to something. And at some point, these are no longer coincidences. So my first question, U.S. intelligence had this information and they must have, what were they withholding it from Trump? Were they withholding?
When did you said that in November of 19, two of the people that worked there went to the hospital. When did
three.
The intelligence three. Agencies find out? I'm sorry, three. But when did the agency find out about that? I mean, was that months later or did they know like that day?
I believe they were. I think they were looking at that at that time. See, again, this is why I'm saying I don't know. But the fact that the article says undisclosed U.S. intelligence report. You know, so these are coming out today. Now, again, this was before they announced there was a problem. Right. This was in November 19th, when these three people went into the hospital who worked at the virology lab. Coincidence. This was before the world had acknowledged that there was a Wuhan. I think this started coming out in January where we even reported it. You know, we said it at that time. Rumors that, you know, and they had the China had freaking quarantine at that point, 60 million people, I believe.
And so we were watching those videos and like they had the guys out there spraying and it was like the hazmat suits. And we're all looking at this going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I remember now, that. It looked like they were fogging for mosquitoes or something.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's what I think. Either that virology lab has staggering ineptitude or willful negligence, both of which are fucking, you know, and this is the same goddamn fucking lab that Fauci and the NIH were fucking sending money to. I'm gonna play a video of Senator Rand Paul. Dude, he's going after Fauci. But before I do, I'm gonna say this. I think it should be evident to everyone that the idea of quote unquote scientific consensus means jack squat. The scientific community today, based on what I'm seeing again, and this is saturating all the news networks. If you turn them on, they're talking about this again, a year too late. The scientific community has egg on their face. And the poster child for this fakeness is Fucky himself. Like Tim calls him, because Fauci was forced to change his tune this week after all this insurmountable evidence is coming out. He came out saying he's not convinced that the virus developed naturally outside the Wuhan virology lab. And again, this could be the same goddamn fucking virology lab that him and the NIH were funding. Now, let me play this video. Senator Rand Paul, dude. God bless this man, dude. He is doing the Lord's work because he goes after him.
And before you play that video, because, you know, every day, you know, the world renowned famous Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fucky, he's on the news every day. So they pressed him today. He changes tune again today saying, no, it came from bats naturally. The evidence really isn't there about it. It's in a lab, but I support a full investigation. This guy is the most evil person.
He's a weasel
in the government. So real quick, before even playing the video, you know when you know something, but you don't have all the proof? So what do? You put the, and I said this last year, you take the person and you put them at the face of it all. Who's behind it all? Nobody knew who really Dr. Fauci was. Trump put him in the limelight. And every day he would go back and forth, first no mask and a particulate, and then you got to wear your mask and now you can't.
The respirators.
Now you have to have vaccines and you still have to wear a mask, but you should be able to and do whatever. You know what
Three
I mean?
Masks.
This guy's been wrong every step of the way and someone's pulling strings on him. I think he got caught, but it's almost like the administration couldn't. There wasn't enough evidence to maybe drop the hammer, but they put him out in the face, let him get all these, whatever. But now it's all coming out. And, you know, even Trump was like, yeah, this guy's fucked. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and back to Saul's point about the scientific community, right? They're 90, let's just say the majority of them, right? I don't want to put a number on it. The majority of scientific research is paid for by somebody with an agenda, right? You can go to Harvard and tell a research professor, I want to know what this does to the body, and I want, you know, and they can, you're talking millions of dollars, right? Mm-hmm. Harvard has something like $3 billion in endowments. This is all money that's coming into Harvard to basically have them do research and studies and things like that. And, you know, what percentage of those are coming back with a particular result that the person that paid for it wants to see?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm assuming most all of it.
Is that what you mentioned, Tim? That Harvard professor who was part of the... Yeah, he was fucking arrested.
Got arrested today.
No, I think this was last year. Wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, it was last year. But again, this went under the like table. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't cover this as much as they should have. This is this guy, you know, accepting funds. It's like, what? And now it's coming to light. The reason we think it happened recently is because it's just now, you know, people are shedding light on it. It's like, yeah, hello. This has been a conspiracy theory. You guys shut everybody out and fucking remove people who were questioning this from the beginning. All social media. You remember, dude, all the fucking fact checkers. They were silencing people. Okay, let me play this video because
play the video.
There needs to be repercussions for the people who lied. Starting with Dr. Fucky. Oh, God, I hate that cocksucker.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of
Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund...
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina, not in China.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain-of-function?
That is not...
You would be in the minority because... At least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support that the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research...
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying things that are not correct.
Government defenders of gain-of-function, such as yourself, say that COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man. But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural. In fact, Dr. Barrick named the technique the no-see-em technique because the mutations appear naturally. Nicholas Baker in the New York Magazine said nobody would know if the virus had been fabricated in a laboratory or grown in nature. Government authorities in the U.S., including yourself, unequivocally deny that COVID-19 could have escaped a lab. But even Dr. Xi in Wuhan wasn't so sure. According to Nicholas Baker, Dr. Xi wondered, could this new virus have come from her own laboratory? She checked her records frantically and found no matches. That really took a load off my mind, she said. I had not slept for days. The director of the gain-of-function research in Wuhan couldn't sleep because she was terrified that it might be in her lab. Dr. Barrick, an advocate of gain-of-function research, admits the main problem that the Institute of Virology has is the outbreak occurred in close proximity. What are the odds?
Exactly.
Barrick responded, could you rule out a laboratory escape? The answer in this case is probably not.
This is the question here.
Will you, in front of this group, categorically say that the COVID-19 could not have occurred through serial passage in a laboratory?
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done, and I'm fully in favor of any further investigation of what went on in China. However, I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
See, this is a play on words here. Because just because we say, hey, this money is not for that, does not mean that that's not what the Chinese are going to spend it on. It's deceitful from his part.
Right. And he referenced these status reports or whatever.
Yeah.
Who's going to trust that?
Thank you.
I can write down anything. Yeah, I did this today and I didn't do any of it. Right.
Right. Right. And you're telling me you're going to trust the same Chinese government, because China controls their doctors and their scientists. We know this. They do. And you're going to tell me that those are the people who are now not answering Biden's administration's phone calls, by the way. They're not. They're not answering the Pentagon's phone calls. Why? They're upset. They're upset that this story is blowing up. Now, again, the fact that this doctor is not locked up and the key thrown away should make every single citizen livid. Livid. And the Babylon Bee, you know, they're a satirical, but they posted something perfectly that exposes these so-called experts. And the quote is, it's beautiful. Experts are super smart and 100% reliable, experts confirm.
So that is I gotta hand it to the bee.
Well, you know, 20% of all statistics are just made up on the spot.
Yeah. Exactly. So the one thing I will say about the Babylon Bee, as much as they are satire, a lot of the shit they wrote satires on, it's almost like it's becoming reality, because you're like, nah, that can't. You're like, oh shit, that's not too
that
far
just
off.
Happened.
Like, that's not too far off.
Now, Project Veritas, Tim sent me this right before the show, dropped another bombshell this week, today. Facebook insiders are turning into whistleblowers. Two came out this week exposing Facebook's efforts. Listen to this. To censor any criticism of the vaccine. Right? They're using their advanced algorithms to identify accounts, people, groups, words that question the vaccine, question the approach of the vaccine. This again, this is a page out of George Orwell's 1984. And here's my message to you, dear listener. America is not immune to this type of fate. We are setting ourselves up for this. And there's people who are willingly going to the slaughter, skipping their way or buying their way to the fucking slaughterhouse, saying, we need more masks. It's idiots, bro. And I'm going to show you videos of what's going on in Canada. Before I do, I want to say also this. These are the same goddamn people trying to normalize mental disorders, dude. And I the gender dysphoria, all those people,
yeah,
right? To me, that's a serious problem.
Leftists in general?
Yeah, and Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, who comes out, oh, mental health care is a problem. Okay, well, you're obviously not taking it as seriously, because there's a lot of people who have this freaking, and we're trying to normalize it. And these are the same people. The point I want to make, these are the same people who are saying, follow the science, folks. Follow the science. Oh, okay, but you don't want to address these things. So any expert, any freaking quote-unquote doctor today, again, has egg in their face, bro, because unanimously they all said COVID, a virus, a disease with a 99.7% survival rate. It was the pandemic of the last millennia, and it wasn't. It was a fucking lie. We ruined our economy. Let me show you this video that came out of Canada. That is angering, dude. What is happening up north? But that shit is coming here.
Oh, they're full blown communism over there. Without actually saying they are communism, they're full blown communism. And before you play the video, I just wanted to point out one thing. So what's kind of interesting with all these stories breaking out, like Vox actually edited their article from last year.
Wow.
And conservative,
I didn't know that.
The conservative pundits are all on this. They're watching everything. They caught this. But what interestingly enough, Maggie Haberman, or however, I'm probably botching her name, I don't care, from the New York Times, who very anti-Trump, and, you know, I love Dr. Fauci. She goes, you know, this is Trump and Pompeo's fault, because they lost all credibility through their administration. So when they were saying this came from China, we couldn't believe them, because they just were trying to make it political and anger people and just blame China for it.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that you were trying to say indirectly that Trump was right, but because you felt he lost all credibility because he lies all the time, because you said he lied all the time, that nobody can trust Donald Trump, now you're saying Trump was probably right. Like, right. I'm watching this, and people are like, yeah, this is Trump's fault because he lied his entire administration. And when shit push came to shove, he was just telling everybody it was China, but he was being racist about it. He never said, no, he just said, where'd it come from? China. That video is still fair. He's like, because it came from China.
You know what I mean? It reminds me of China. It reminds me of somebody who's going down on quicksand. They're going down on quicksand. And there's somebody who is on solid ground, extends their hand and says, let me pull you out. And they say, oh, no. Get in here with me and take me out. That's exactly how they are. They would rather be with somebody who agrees with them in that same goddamn cesspool to pull them out, rather than the guy who's on solid ground, and they demonized him, like you said, Tim. They criticized him. They censored him. And he was right.
But it shows once again that what have you heard for 5 years? The fake news. The term fake news, and they hated it. Mm-hmm. Hated it. And every time they tried manipulating, they got caught, and people still believed them. If they get caught with this, that they basically did everything in their power to make him look wrong, people are really going to go, what the fuck? I gave up my life. I lost my mental health. I lost my job. I gave up everything because you told me this shit is so serious. And then you find out that this motherfucker was right the whole time. And real quick, I wanted to get to this video. You know, CNN ran an article a couple days ago that should have been censored. But you know why it wasn't censored? Because it was CNN. You know what it said?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. If you wait to take hydroxychloroquine before, you know, like as soon as you got, you know, they basically said hydroxychloroquine would have helped your symptoms back last year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
See, and again, it wasn't just CNN, because doctors, pharmacies,
pulled
this shit from people being able to just get it. That's a fucking dude. These people have blood on their hands, because people who could have been taking
you're about to show.
Yes. Okay. So let me show you.
Hydroxychloroquine was over the counter.
No, I mean it's prescription. But Trump even gave the money to the Kodak factory and redid that whole business. I don't even know what the hell they're doing now. But the thing was that they were going to start apparently making hydroxychloroquine, because he was going to mass produce it here for America to give it to everybody so we can get opened up while they were developing.
Saul, you just said that they stopped people from getting.
Yeah. They doctors would not fill prescriptions for people. Unless you were going to, you know, whatever it's dedicated for, they stopped filling it unless you needed it. Hospitals would not give it to you. Doctors were losing their license.
Obviously, it's 5 years ago, I couldn't have just walked into my doctor's office.
It's a prescription.
I couldn't have just walked into my doctor's office and said, hey, doc, I want a prescription for hydroxychloroquine, right? He would have said, you don't have, are you going to a malaria country? No, I'm going to live in my living room for the next year and a half. The doctor would be like, well, I'm not writing you a prescription for a drug you don't need, right?
So I was under the impression, because I remember reading articles that hydroxychloroquine or a derivative of it or some form of it was available over the counter, and they stopped that. I could be wrong, but I remember hearing this.
Okay.
Everything
about hydroxychloroquine was bad.
Yeah, because as soon as Trump mentioned it.
Was what?
Bad.
As soon as Trump mentioned it, stop it. We can't have this, because the president is selling garbage. He wants people to put light in their hands, in their veins, and, you know what I mean, pump themselves with Clorox. That's what they were saying. And it's like, God. Yeah. You know what I mean? You remember this. We talked about this. So
Let
me show you this video.
Orange Man Bad.
From Canada. And like Tim says, this shit, Americans are going to import this bullshit. Watch this.
They want this.
Thank you.
Now, this is an administrative penalty notice.
Oh, for what? Yeah.
This is for
shaking hands with the public.
No way.
Fail to maintain a distance of at least 2 meters from another person. Section bylaw 20.164, section 2.1. Once again, your options are on the back, voluntary payment, or you have the option to be with an officer, and you can argue.
Okay. So that's purpose. That's strictly just for shaking hands with someone.
For shaking hands, not maintaining.
I'm confused. I'm confused. This cop is standing right next to the guy. He just handed him a ticket. So they just touched hands in theory. And wait, what?
Yeah, yeah. A ticket, that, mind you, that he put his hands all over.
None of this shit is making any sense.
Right.
He's got no gloves on.
Right, yeah. He's...
gives the guy a ticket, also not wearing gloves,
mm-hmm.
saying that, and he's not standing 3 feet. He's standing less than two meters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
Again, there is no logic. Now, in the way that the police officer's demeanor, I'm sure he's a good guy. I'm sure he loves his family. I'm sure, yeah. But to me...
I don't know, is he?
Well, he's fidgety.
he's kind of a dick.
He's not comfortable with what he's doing is the point that I want to say. You can tell because he's fidgety. He's not, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. He says, no, sir, you broke this law. And then he's like, well, here's what happens. And he's just unsure of himself. Now, we've said this. So
well, then he shouldn't have written the ticket. He should just say, hey.
Exactly.
This is the problem.
No, the law is law. You know, he quoted it right there. Right? Law ordinance, blah, 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 whatever it was. You guys need to be 2 meters apart, right? He could have done that and just left those the two people who shook hands to go about their day. But no, he was a dick. He wrote the fucking ticket. He's an asshole.
Right.
He's a socialist little cunt.
Well, that's the problem because this is how this shit starts. They tell you, if you don't do this, you lose your job. So he chose his job and his family over what was right. So they are now politicizing and probably putting the fear of life in these guys. So now when they say, hey, you need to go into those houses and round people up or you will lose your job.
Okay. Exactly.
Like the Polish pastor that was carried by his hands and feet.
So when we say, oh, you know, because I remember having debates with people and saying, hey, we're not immune to the mistakes that the Germans made. Are the same people who will make an excuse for this, whatever this officer is doing. And it's like,
there's no excuse for what he's doing. It's a matter of,
hey, we're just following orders. Now, you guys got to remember this. People called Trump and Republicans Nazis for 4 years. They did. You remember this. They kept saying this for four years.
They still call them Nazis.
Yet these are the same fools right now, like I said, begging government to enslave them. And these are the same people, and we've seen the videos continually, Jeremy, it hasn't stopped. These are the same people who are now celebrating missiles that are targeting Israel and the Jews. The people who called Republicans Nazis for 4 years are begging for government control and celebrating the death of Jews. You can't make this shit
apartheid.
Up. Dude. You can't make this shit up. It's like, now, again, like I said before I showed you this video, we're importing this shit. You know, rules for government, like this police officer who's within 2 meters of him, has a ticket, is very close. You know, somebody should have done a citizen's arrest on him and says, officer, you're not 2 meters away from that guy. I mean,
not wearing gloves, nothing.
You know, you got to apply the law evenly. Now, we're importing this. Governor Whitmer was caught violating her own COVID decrees. This keeps happening. These fucking governors who pass these decrees and laws, you know, are the same one who bring them. Guess where she was at, Jeremy? Take a wild guess where the governor of what state is it? Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Guess where she was at?
Ooh, the mall?
No.
A bar!
Oh, a bar. Okay.
You think that's essential? Now, I could have, like you said, Jeremy, I would have given her a pass. Oh, she was at the grocery store. She's getting food. You know, she's at the fucking bar. Hypocrisy, thy name is Democrat. It is, dude. It is. It fucking is. We have to call it what it is. And they're losing control because people have eyes, dude. They're watching this shit and they're calling them out. I keep seeing it on TikTok. They've lost control of the narrative. They're starting to lose control because people are waking up. The news media has now had to start reporting about everything that's happening, the truth. And now you're seeing them throw the kitchen sink at the news cycle. And listen to this. Anything to get the spotlight out of this whole fucking virology lab bullshit that is being exposed. Obama this past week acknowledged that there's a possibility of existence of UFOs.
Obama?
Obama.
The I don't believe it. I don't believe a fucking thing they say.
Yeah. And now, while Biden was giving a press conference, he's asked about Obama's comments about the UFOs. And I'm going to show you this video of Biden. This is Biden's commenting on... we live in a fucking...
banana republic.
If you're not asking me a mean one like you usually do.
It's something interesting. I think it's not come up. President Obama says that there is footage and records of objects in the skies, these unidentified aerial phenomenon, and he says we don't know exactly what they are. What do you think that it is?
I would ask him again. Thank you. Come on,
Bob, let's go. Yeah, yeah, that's the news meet for you. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know. Like I said, I think they're just trying to, you know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, divert the attention, move it somewhere else. UFOs, that always does it. You know, you guys remember?
Yeah, that'll get the stupid people off our back. Yeah,
you get a lot of people out at fucking Area 51, the Naruto Ren.
Storm Area 51. Storm Area 51.
You know what? They should have let them do it.
Storm Area 51.
You know what? They should have let them do it. They should have let them do it. This is getting ridiculous. Look, they are trying to divert every little thing. Last week from the pipeline bullshit, they go, oh, masks are done. You know, all the vaccinated people don't need masks. You know what I mean? Okay. Yep. Bullshit. You didn't need a mask to begin with, so stop the nonsense. So now this week, oh, aliens are real. So people go, oh my God, the X-Files is real. Like, they have lost all fucking control of everything. They lost control of their narrative. They lost control of their fucking, their constituents. They're losing people all because they keep getting caught. You can't have this many coincidences and catastrophes in 123 days. I think it's 123, 132 days. Every week is a new, and it's not like, oh, somebody stopped it. You know, we found some missing money here. This is a major shit. This is major, major stuff happening every week.
Yeah. So one more thing that I wanted to cover before we end the show. Let's talk about riots, because, again, this has been, it hasn't stopped. Race and riots. You know, this is the media's and the, you know, the left's go-to. I think we've reached a level of absurdity when the three-letter agencies, the president of the United States, and his political party are convinced that the greatest threat to America today is white supremacy and not the shit that is happening today in American cities.
I thought it was climate change. Which one is it? Is it climate change
any leftist
supremacy or Wuhan or how about inflation at 20%? I'm confused. What am I supposed to be running around the halls screaming?
Anything that the left can conjure up. Okay, so I'm going to show you this one video of what's happening in Washington, D.C. And as a backdrop, again, think about what the intelligence agencies, because I sent our group chat a video of FBI agents showing up to people's houses who were at the January 6th event for Trump and the storming of the Capitol and all this, you know, insurrection. But this is what the FBI is doing. So watch this video with that backdrop, because you didn't see this all last summer when riots were happening. You didn't see the FBI involved like this. All right. But this is happening in Washington, D.C. today, folks. Today. This is not in Israel. It's not. The guy's lucky. The guy's lucky he survived this shit, because that crowd wants wants blood. If this had been...
Should have had an Uzi behind that flag.
If this had been... Let's just say it was those rainbow people. They had been one of those people standing there with their flag. And a bunch of people... And a bunch of people wearing MAGA hats came up to this person and yanked their flag out of their hand. I promise you this would have been on every... Dude, they had a kid who smiled at an Indian guy banging his drum in his face and they called him a racist. Okay? Now, this shit happens and the media is quiet about it. No, white supremacy is the problem, folks. You know? And you're being lied to. We're being lied to, and we're letting ourselves be lied to when we let this shit happen. You know? And I was hearing reports that some Palestinian protesters set a Jewish man on fire. Did you hear that about the news? That this happened? I think this was in New York?
Nope.
No, they're still obsessed with the January 6th insurrection. So again, cities are burning across America. And the left is burning cities. The cause du jour today is the Palestinian-Israeli struggle. And it's the same actors, you know, wearing Palestinian headscarves. Nobody calls that a cultural appropriation, but it's these left fucking little leftist kids wearing that shit and causing mayhem.
All weekend, I was sending videos and everything. So one of the most disturbing things that, again, people don't talk about, they were protesting down in the jewelry exchange. And we might have even covered it last week because it might have been early on Thursday. No, we didn't cover it. It was like Thursday. Thursday's protest. They threw basically a high commercial grade firework at them close up. They literally threw it and just poof, and you just see this thing. They all took cover and this thing just explodes.
What was this again?
It was some kind of firework or
No. What gathering?
At the Palestinian Israeli protests.
Where though? What state?
New York.
New York. Okay. Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay. You can't find a cop in sight. You know,
You know why you can't find cops? They're busy protecting the BLM monument on the middle.
So they did arrest some people. One of the protesters, I forget the guy's name, but he's a prominent guy. Beat the fuck out of someone. Put this guy in the hospital, neck brace and everything. He arrested him. He got out somehow. He's out. And as on his way out, they were like, everybody's cheering. He's like, I would do it again. And the guy had this look like he was ready to kill. So don't kid yourself. And you know what? I hate saying this, but do not kid yourself when you start seeing the same tactics that you've been seeing in Israel happening in New York, LA, California, all those places. You're going to start seeing some people doing some really crazy shit, and they're going to blame Donald Trump somehow for it.
Well, good luck doing that in Arizona. You get your ass shot.
That's exactly why they pick the places with no gun.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, folks, we're going to shut it. We're going to end it. And like we do on every episode.
Happy
I'm gonna end it on
note.
Happy note.
Happy note. Right. Happy note.
So this first one I'm gonna show you guys is things men do to upset women.
On purpose or just what they do?
Seven things that men do to upset women. Number one, lie. Number two, be honest. Number three, not talk. Number four, talk too much. Number five, not show emotions. Number six, be too emotional. And number seven, breathe.
It's so true.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I can't do nothing right.
I like to say with breathe. No, I've had that.
Be
like,
honest.
Can you stop breathing? Can you stop breathing? I'm like, what happened? Just breathing very hard. You know, at that point, it's just over, you know? It's like, can you just stop breathing? What? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Avida Zane.
Shut the fuck up. Whoa.
He's doing Heidi's.
Don't lie.
he's doing
Don't tell me the truth.